Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam regarding stealing. You know, stealing is one of those grave sins, and it's something that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "As for the thief, man or woman, cut off their hands as requital for what they have earned. That is an exemplary punishment from Allah, and Allah is Almighty, All Wise." Right, so in this verse, God Almighty alludes to the punishment of stealing. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam kind of explains this in this hadith we're going to recite for you today. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, "Allah has prohibited stealing because of the financial corruption and murder that would ensue were it to be permissible, and because all other aggressive crimes that would result, such as murder, fighting, and jealous hostilities, and because it would lead to the abandonment of fair trade." Nobody would commit business or trade anymore in a fair and just manner. People would just steal from one another, right? And then that would lead to, obviously, you know what that would lead to. You know, when somebody steals from you, what would be the result of that? You know, the person whose property is stolen, he would take recourse to murder in order to get back his property that was stolen from him. "Because it would lead to the abandonment of fair trade and industry for earning a living in exchange for extortion of property where nobody would have rightful ownership of anything and everything was available for the taking." Right? And obviously in such a situation, right, person with the most power, either physically or, you know, monetarily, he would be the person, you know, with the most wealth, because he would be able to usurp the wealth of others without any repercussions. In continuation, Imam Ridha alayhi salam says the following, "And the reason why the right hand of the thief is to be severed as a punishment is because he steals things with his right hand, and because it is the best and most useful limb out of all of his limbs. So, its severing has been prescribed to serve as a deterrent and a lesson to mankind that they must not desire to seize anything that does not belong to them." Finally, the Imam says that because most of the time theft is committed with the right hand, God Almighty prescribed the right hand of the thief to be cut as a punishment for his sin and for the theft that he has committed. And because most of the time the theft is committed with the right hand. We should add by way of reservation here that these reasons which have been mentioned in this hadith, and also other reasons which have also been mentioned in other hadiths regarding other rules and regulations of Islam, these aren't meant to be a criterion for the rulings. Rather, they're simply meant to elucidate some of the wisdom behind them. Right, so we can't take this as a criterion and then kind of expand on the laws based upon them. This is something which is prohibited in Islamic jurisprudence, and it should be taken up in its own proper place. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at stealing in the words of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.